USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden in Louisiana pushing his big infrastructure and job spending plan.
Our bridges, our roads, our highways, our ports, our airports, our water pipes, our water projects, high-speed internet, transmission lines, and sustainable housing.
Biden saying the nation needs to be rebuilt during that speech as well. As the United States continues to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the gradual troop withdrawal is going according to plan.
The president has decided to end America's involvement in our longest war. And we're going to do just that.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley also saying the U.S. will have one goal in Afghanistan after the troops leave.
To keep an embassy open and to keep supporting the Afghan government and the Afghan security forces with financial aid, money.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Americans all over the country are pausing at this time for the National Day of Prayer. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
This National Day of Prayer comes at a time when countless Americans are concerned about the dangerous change in direction we're witnessing. It was former President Donald Trump who reminded us of the words of Dr. Billy Graham that our prayer is the key that opens to us the treasures of God's mercies and His blessings. Mr. Trump went on that prayer has always been at the center of American life because America is a nation of believers.
Pfizer is donating doses of its coronavirus vaccine for athletes participating in the Tokyo Summer Olympics. The company is signing an agreement with the IOC to give doses of shots beginning July 23rd. Officials saying the donation is another part of their efforts to help make the Olympic and Paralympic Games safe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After 100 days in the Biden administration, Hunter Biden still owns shares in a Chinese equity firm.
Chinese business records show the president's son, Hunter Biden, continues to hold a 10% stake in the Chinese private equity firm BHR Partners, despite multiple reports from December suggesting he was divesting his position in the company. Then-candidate Biden on the campaign trail.
No one in my family will in fact have any business relationship with anyone that relates to a foreign corporation or a foreign country. Period. End of story.
Former Utah Congressman Republican Jason Chaffetz tells Fox News the president needs to explain.
You promised everybody that it would not be the case, but it is. I have questions about what was going on in Ukraine. They have not come clean on this. They need to have this exposed, and he needs to get out of these business deals.
President Biden in December, after his son's divestment announcement, said it's a representation of, quote, the kind of man of integrity he is, end quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A bill to allow the unlicensed carry of handguns in Texas is on its way back to the House after passage in the Senate. In a nearly seven-hour debate on Wednesday, some Republican amendments to the bill were adopted in order to win support of several reluctant Republicans. All 18 Senate Republicans voted in favor of the bill, and all 13 Democrats opposed it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.